Hi, friends. My name is Dave, and I'm on the pastoral team here at Living Waters. And on behalf of our Living Waters ministry team, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Wherever you're watching, whether alone or with others, our prayer today is that you would experience the life and love of Jesus, certainly at this time of year. May you be reminded that God cares for you, He loves you. And as a pastoral team, we would recognize that for some, this time of year can be difficult. And if there is any way that our pastoral team can serve you, please let us know. It may be as simple as you sensing the need for someone to join you in prayer. Please let us know. You can find my contact information as well as our entire team's contact information on our church website. I encourage you to head over there. Let us know. We want to be with you and alongside you these days. Perhaps you've never been to our church building. Today, I'm speaking from the upper room at Living Waters Church in Fort Langley. We're on Glover Road. Fun fact, Fort Langley was established a long time ago, and historians say in 1827, almost 200 years ago. Since their humble beginnings, Fort Langley has welcomed many influential and predominant people. Let me name a few. Going way back during their historic royal tour of Canada in 1939, King George VI and Queen Elizabeth traveled across the country by train. It was the first time, apparently, a reigning monarch visited Canada. And historians tell us that Fort Langley welcomed them when an expectant crowd had gathered and musicians played. Their train made a brief what's called whistle stop, or what can be called a slow pass, when traveling through Fort Langley. Historic, the arrival of the monarch. There's other stories. Actually, just more recently, in 2021, while filming Sonic the Hedgehog 2, Jim Carrey was at Fort Langley. I saw him playing his role as Dr. Eggman. He was just down the road. It was quite special. He's, of course, quite predominant. And again, just this summer, rumor had it, that James Hadley, you might know him as one of the four main characters on This Is Us, while filming Tracker, was apparently hiding out in a trailer parked beside the church. This was never confirmed. I did take a picture. I have it on my phone, but it was never confirmed. Rumor has it. Fort Langley, a very special place. For some, it's their place of birth. For some, their hometown. And to many others, it's a bit of a lower mainland destination. Well, the title of this Christmas Eve message is Arrivals, with an interest to take a look beyond our little quiet Fort Langley and all its famous arrivals. Arrivals, in order to consider perhaps the most significant arrival that's ever recorded. And that arrival, some 2,000 years ago, was also in a small town, of course not Fort Langley, but it's recorded this way, Luke chapter 2. While they were in Bethlehem, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. So again, what are we reading? We're reading Luke announcing the arrival of Jesus. There is many things that set the stage for this timely arrival of Jesus, for it was never God's interest to have Jesus' arrival go unnoticed. Well, history shows us that you kind of connect the dots. There were many words spoken in advance of this arrival by prophets and angels, and of course, Jesus' relatives. Furthermore, at that time, there were growing needs in the world that created longing. And for many years, both Jew and Gentile had carried a need in their minds and hearts for someone to save and deliver them from the rigors of the law and the perpetual wage of sin within their own lives and community. Jesus' arrival and following ministry created opportunity for people, for mankind, from that day forward, to have a personal relationship with God, unheard of until that day. And from those days on, the world heard Jesus, the Son of God, teaching about God's love and human kindness, and addressing major issues of belonging, hope, justice, and equity for all people, belonging, community, and a promise of eternal life. Jesus' arrival changed the world, and it still is. That's why it's wise for us and others to reflect at this time of year, again, on Jesus' arrival. For what his arrival, yes, began in Bethlehem, it has set in motion some very important things. For the most meaningful Christmas celebration involves recognizing his arrival in the context of God's loving love story with the world and with us. At Living Waters this past month, we've been reading and learning from John chapter 1, the first few verses, where it reads, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, for through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made." We are reminded in these verses how active God has been in perhaps what I would call first creation. First creating a world and a people. All creation giving a central purpose and hope to be recipients of God's vibrant life and love for others. Jesus is this living Word, the one who was in the beginning and by whom all things were first created. Fast forward, Jesus' arrival in bodily form bears witness of God's interest for a second creation. We can't miss this. What does this mean? Jesus' first arrival began in a manger, and his ministry and life and the story didn't end there. Jesus grew and was seen and heard in towns and villages and cities, inviting teaching, and eventually dying on a cross, demonstrating a love for all people, including those who were far from him and rebellious to God. And these were the simple truths and hopes that stirred Mary, the mother of Jesus, the shepherds, wise men, and has to people for thousands of years. Jesus, Savior of the world, loving people, loving me, and demonstrating that love even while we were yet sinners. Friends, this is the gospel. This is hope. This is human hope, a hope that is meant to carry us. God has never been a creator and a builder that designed, made, and then at any time kind of wiped his hands and walked away when people didn't cooperate or fulfill his plans and purposes. No, this has never been there's never been a day that God has stopped loving and caring or even given up on any of us. Rather, he's done the opposite. Jesus' arrival and then his death on a cross, his resurrection, opens wide the invitation for everyone who asks to be given new life, a recreation, a second birth. Again, an invitation that no one else could ever offer us but Jesus. An invitation to a second chance. An invitation to be born all over again. May we and our world make room for his personal arrival. For again, with Jesus' arrival, we don't witness a slow pass or a whistle stop. No, he was to be called Emmanuel, which means arrivals. God is with us. His compassion never fails, for they are new every morning. Jesus offers refreshed meaning and purpose for life and living, and he invites us to belong to a new community of his children, the family of God. And by way of second creation, he forgives and delivers from sin. Jesus has come to make all things new. Lamentation 3 says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I'm pretty sure that there have been moments this past year, or as this verse says, you have felt consumed, overrun, anxious, fed up, worried, on the edge, not too hopeful or helpful. Hey, we've all had these human moments. You may be facing some of those overwhelmed moments right now. Central to the message and reality of Jesus' arrival is hope. Jesus has arrived not to be an add-on or an addition to an already full or consumed life. As we have read, we make room so he can fill us up at the center of our lives. This way, his love will consume us so that we are not consumed by our mistakes, our present situation, a fear of the future, an illness, a conflict, a sin, an addiction, nor any of our physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Or even when we're consumed by our personal success and perhaps things that are not necessarily bad in themselves, but have a number one priority in our lives. Arrivals means we have hope. We have hope at all times. Hope that holds us in all seasons and situations. Arrivals means God is with us. He loves us, a love we don't need to earn or strive for. It's a love that arrives. We receive his love. Regardless of all the good, bad, and the ugly, we can be rest assured that God loves us every day. And I dare to say, even when we don't love ourselves. As we can see, the arrival of Jesus was never about keeping Jesus in Bethlehem or keeping his arrival under wraps. Jesus came so he could come to you and me. I remember Jesus' arrival in my life as a younger child. As a younger child, I had a lot of fear and concern about safety in the future. I was a child, and Jesus arrived when I asked him to come into my heart and my life. And I've been a child of God for decades, benefiting from new life and a hope that holds me. So let me just say, wherever you are right now, whoever you're with, whatever room you're in, can I encourage you right now to allow his arrival? Again, it will not be a whistle blow or a slow pass. No. This is Emmanuel arriving, God with us. Arrival. Let him fill the room you're in with his presence. Let him fill your heart with his presence. Let him fill your narrative today and tomorrow. His arrival is to mean so much to all of us. Recognize Jesus with you right now, making room we will. And again, whatever you're carrying, whatever your need, bring all of yourself to Jesus, and you will find that he has given and giving all of himself to you. And may you know today that in your coming, you can be confident that you will always be able to come, for Jesus has arrived and he's not going anywhere. This is good news. Let's pray. Jesus, today, we welcome your arrival. We welcome your arrival through prayer, by faith. We make room for you. We make room for you. Holy Spirit, we invite you to continue to make real to us what we need this day. Pray for one another today, those who feel consumed by life and the concerns of life. We pray that your love and compassion, which is new every morning, would be real to each one of us this very day. We ask you to come into our hearts. We want to know you in a personal way. And we open our hearts to this relationship of that leads to life and good living. Lord, thank you for all that you've done in our world through that first creation. And Lord, the arrival, sharing your heart for a recreation. Make us new this year. We love you, Jesus. We love you. Thank you for loving us and giving us a hope today that we can hold on to. In Jesus' name, we pray all these things. Amen and amen. Hey, I would just say again, thank you for joining us. And again, as I said earlier, if there's a need that you have, again, it may be just as simple of an interest to share a prayer request for yourself or someone else. Hey, please let us know. At Living Waters, we care. We want to care about you at this time of year. Thanks for joining.